In the command depot at Sutton Veney, England, in 1917, Dick Clark was anxiously awaiting his next orders. He could again be posted to the front line in France, where his 11th Battalion mates were still engaged in deadly fighting. And he was heavily committed to his mates. Or the Army Medical Board might declare him unfit and send him home, back to his beloved farm. He knew he'd been very lucky to have survived that first special mission at Gallipoli and two gunshot head wounds. Word came soon enough that he focused on recharging his fighting spirit to rejoin the 11th in France.
I was taken on strength on the 11th November 1917 at Fleurs in France. Our battalion was holding the trench line at the point where the German spring offensive was finally stopped 4 to 5 months later. In early December 1917, I felt quite poorly and was admitted to hospital at Hard-Loplage in France. Problem? A severe bout of scabies, so 3 weeks to recover. On discharge, I was granted 3 weeks leave. I rejoined the battalion in late January 1918. In the following few months, I was sent to brigade school and took up secondment at the School of Instruction in early June 1918.
The South Western Times of the 16th of May that year published a quote from the letter of another Bunbury soldier, which read, "Lieutenant Dick Clark has been specially selected for a raid, which was considered so excessively dangerous that it was being specially officered and organised. The outcome of his involvement in this critical action would change Dick Clark's life forever."
I was very proud when I was handpicked to be a leader of a special mission. It was an important part of the launch of the Great Allied Offensive east of Amiens, which started on the 8th of August. On the 10th, we were making strong headway into the enemy stronghold near Lyon. Without any warning, I came face to face with an enemy sniper. His blue eyes were glazed with fright. It became another fatality of the Great War. I have never forgotten those strong blue eyes. They appear when I battle with my memories of combat. The second of the two life-changing events, which are etched into my memory, happened while I was operating a Lewis machine gun. The battle around me was intense. A sniper fired at me, and the bullet exploded in my face. The pain was excruciating, and I seemed to be floating in and out of consciousness. I dared not move, as all I could hear was German voices. There is no doubt that surviving this horrendous wounding has made me the person I am today.
Dick Clark endured a number of unsuccessful surgeries in attempts to have his sight restored, and a number of reconstructive surgeries to his face and skull. His unbelievable will to live and indomitable fighting spirit were set in stone. He remained blinded for life, but never regarded himself as being disabled.